Hello, Coolabah Joe speaking.
Oh, hello, can I speak to Jo Jones, please?
Speaking.
Oh, hello, Joan. If this is Jo, I'm sorry. This is Joan Chapman.
Hi, Joan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
That's
Jo,
good.
speaking to one of the girls last week, and
Yep.
because I had some query of some of the amounts that are coming out of my account for cleaning.
Okay.
They're varying quite a bit. The last one, I'm not sitting in front of my laptop and bank account at the moment, but it was 47 something. It was a really odd amount. Whereas usually for cleaning, I'm paying around about $30.
Let me just check August. Let me just check how many services you had in August, because I can't actually see your statement. So let me just work it out.
Okay.
So you add one here. And just work it out for you. Oh gosh, pressed the wrong button. You should have been charged $31.50.
Sorry, Joe.
You should have been charged $31.50. How much is your statement showing?
Joe, the problem I have with my statement is I can't anymore have them printed off. So I have to
Right.
depend on Pamela being home. One of the things I was hoping to ask you is if I could please have a paper statement sent to me in future. But
Well,
I'll
I
just.
do have you down as paper statement, but I'll pass that road over to accounts.
Yes, no, I just get it comes through on the internet. But
Oh, no.
if it was a paper statement, but I'll just give you an example of, and I had Pamela go through this with me as well, just to make sure I wasn't making a mistake.
Yep.
Where are we? For example, on the 30th of July,
Yes.
it was $30. On the 26th of June, it was $20. On the 28th of August, it was $47.25. And I said to Pamela, can you go through that just check that I'm correct? I don't want to phone up, without. And that was when I phoned up. I think it was on the Friday, the 29th. And whoever I spoke to, the last, very nice, very,
Yeah,
very obliging,
I
etc.
don't know who you spoke with.
Yes, she said I will be in touch with them and have them send you copies of your invoices. I said that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, because you're down to have paper copies, so I don't know why you're not receiving them. Or I can get in touch with Kate from accounts and have her to give you a call, because you should be receiving a monthly statement. And I don't know why your prices are fluctuating so much.
Well, I do. I've done this with a couple of the girls that have been very good, Joe. Paid them an hour and a half,
Yes.
so that makes them a little bit different. The less I've got at the moment is Judith. She does a lovely job, but I couldn't understand why the variation in the amounts that were going into my bank account.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because you've had an hour and a half now since May with the increase, because you went from an hour to an hour and a half. So since May, there should have been a regular amount coming out. It shouldn't be fluctuating like it is.
Yes. No, well, I didn't think so, but I did. I said, Pamela, just make sure, you know, old age is getting at me or something. But you know, she agreed. So she was going to phone you, and I said, well, no, I got a bit there, so let me get, I'll make the call.
Yeah, no, thanks for the call, Joan. I'll get in touch with Kate from accounts because she can see the statements there. I don't have access to them.
Yeah.
And she can run through them with you because, yeah, I'm not too sure why they're fluctuating. Are you paying your accounts on time? There's nothing overlapping?
I'm on debit.
Direct debit.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Joan. I'll have to check with Kate in accounts and I'll get her to give you a call.
All right. That'd be wonderful, Joan.
That's okay. Thank you for your call.
Okay. Thanks, Joan.
That's okay. Bye.